Amos 3. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family that I brought up out of the land of Egypt. Only you have I known from all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together without agreeing where to go? Does a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Does a young lion growl in his den if he has caught nothing? Does a bird land in a snare where no bait has been set? Does a trap spring from the ground when it has nothing to catch? If a ram's horn sounds in a city, do the people not tremble? If calamity comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the Lord God does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who will not prophesy? Proclaim to the citadels of Ashdod and to the citadels of Egypt. Assemble on the mountains of Samaria. See the great unrest in the city and the acts of oppression in her midst. For they know not how to do right, declares the Lord. They store up violence and destruction in their citadels. Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. An enemy will surround the land. He will pull down your strongholds and plunder your citadels. This is what the Lord says. As the shepherd snatches from the mouth of the lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so the Israelites dwelling in Samaria will be rescued, having just the corner of a bed or the cushion of a couch. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God, the God of hosts. On the day I punish Israel for their transgressions, I will visit destruction on the altars of Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off, and they will fall to the ground. I will tear down the winter house along with the summer house. The houses of ivory will also perish, and the great houses will come to an end, declares the Lord.